I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Across the country, students walked out of school this morning to protest gun violence. In Colorado Springs, several hundred people surrounded Palmer High School for 17 minutes to honor the victims of the Parkland, Florida shooting. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
Community members holding signs cheered and clapped as teachers and students streamed out the doors and locked arms to circle the school building. Among them was junior Thea Rowland.
We're protesting, and I had no idea it was going to be this big, but holy cow.
She held a sign that said, "Protect kids, not guns."
Someone's going to do something, and if it's still not the people who should be doing something, it's us. People have to listen because we mean it.
Some students at the school questioned gun control as the answer. Todd Nelson teaches social studies at Palmer.
There's some students inside who didn't walk out, and their right to not walk out should be honored too.
On March 24th, hundreds of thousands of students are expected to rally in Washington for gun control. Sister marches are planned around the country, including the Mountain West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Officials say they are unsure of whether a Colorado Springs tourist attraction closed for maintenance will reopen again. The Pikes Peak Cog Railway, which takes riders up to see breathtaking views from the summit of Pikes Peak, has drawn in tourists for more than a century. President and CEO of the Broadmoor Hotel says the railway will not reopen this spring and could remain closed for up to 3 years while its owner determines its fate. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.